You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we'll talk about airline passenger rights after a video of a man forcibly removed from a United flight caused outrage.
First, it seems that when events happen in the world, we've come to expect immediate reporting to be available at the tune of a dial or the click of a mouse or a remote.
But we have seen time and time again that in that rush to be among the first to break a story, mistakes are often made and context is often missing.
Rainey Aronson-Rath is the executive producer of PBS's award-winning investigative program, Frontline, which digs deeply into the stories it covers and spends months and sometimes years to do the story justice. On a recent visit to Madison, she sat down with us to talk about why she believes that type of journalism is more important than ever. Rainey, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks. So for those who might not be familiar with Frontline, describe the program for us.
So we're a big current affairs program. It's a documentary series that airs on PBS, and we're year-round, and we have 26 new documentaries a year, and we also have a really vital website and social video, and we publish almost daily on those platforms.
And for those long-form investigative pieces that you do, how many staff hours would you say, on average, go into a Frontline piece?
Well, that's a question that people ask all the time. So every story is different. Our really big investigations actually take anywhere from about 8 to 10 months usually. And sometimes on the really trickiest stories of all, we could spend up to a year or two before we publish. So one of the greatest things Frontline has is time. So we really give our reporters the time that it takes to make sure the work is factual, that it's vetted, that we feel confident about what we're saying before we actually air them. And so the process sometimes can take a lot longer than one might think.
And so speaking of time, we have gotten into this really rapid fire news cycle where people expect to hear what's happening, who said it, what it means almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And then you contrast that with the stories that really need that longer, more nuanced investigative approach. How do you see long-form investigative journalism fitting into those current expectations of immediate information?
Well, I think there's always been that tension, right? So you always had the daily newspaper. You always had people who were really in a daily, absolutely trying to react to the news. And then you had people who were really delivering on a longer form level. And so for Frontline, we really hold back from getting into these news wars that you see and into that conversation. But the really great news about Frontline now is because we have such a big digital presences, we do more iterative reporting along the way. We report on things ahead of our film sometimes when we're really sure that we have the story. We will break out part of it and talk about it sooner. But what we've also found is a hunger for long-form documentaries in particular. So our audience is growing. We've had a major surge in our audience. Our audience is also diversifying along age and race. And so I think there's a real hunger also to make sense of the world right now. So they're turning to Frontline, they're turning to PBS in general for really thoughtful discourse. So we're not arguing, we're not yelling in your face about something, but we're telling you a story that has real journalism inside it. So I think people want that right now in particular.
Frontline took an in-depth look last year at what you termed the divided states of America.
Yes.
What did you find, Rainey?
It was amazing what we found. Certainly, we looked at the political story and the political divide. We actually went back to the beginning of Obama's administration, and a lot of the fissures that we see now within the Republican Party that are emerging, just even last week that we saw, really started back then. So it was a really study about how these parties are changing and shifting. We saw the same thing in the Democratic Party as well. So we really looked at the beginning of Obama's administration and then took it the whole way through the last 8.5 years. And what we found was really revealing. A lot of the stories that we told from the early part, we had never really thought about in that way. So we all found it really quite revelatory.
So a lot of the things that people might have been surprised by in the lead up to the election and the aftermath maybe shouldn't have been as surprising.
Exactly. When you go back in time, in hindsight, I was always 20/20, right? You start to see patterns. You start to see conversations that were happening that you weren't paying attention to. You start to see how there was a galvanizing inside the Republican Party that led to a lot of what you heard articulated by Donald Trump in the campaign. So a lot of those beliefs were being articulated earlier. They weren't shown as often in the mainstream media by other people than President Trump. So we went back to really trace that and to ask the tough questions around, well, what does that now mean for America? And you're starting to see this play out now on the national stage.
I'd like to hear from you about what particular frontline segments have had the most meaning for you personally, ones that you felt proud to be a part of and to give to the public.
So I think as a filmmaker for Frontline, I made 7 films. I think the one that really resonated the most to me was The Jesus Factor, which really went inside evangelical America and asked questions about their faith, but then also really got into a conversation with them. And I think Divided States of America, the films that you mentioned, you know, was a 4-hour opus. And I felt like that was probably the most revealing work we've done this year that looked at politics, right? The other film, which is my very favorite of the spring right now, is, of course, Life After Solitary, which is 3 years in the making and done by Dan Edge, who is just a remarkable and profound filmmaker. And the tenacity that he had, the amazing access that he gained, the trust of both the prison but the prisoners was really a remarkable look at a really difficult situation inside this prison and what does it mean for Americans that so many of our prisoners are still in solitary or in prison in general.
So 3 years in the making, how much does the idea or the focus or what you figure out is really the kernel of a story, how much might it change in that
A lot changed
time?
In this story. So Solitary was very in vogue when we started filming. And now, you know, wardens across the country are really calling into question using Solitary. I think what we all saw, and this comes from me, but the filmmakers and everybody on the ground, was really how nuanced the problem is. So it's not as easy as saying just abolish Solitary. It's really tough when you're looking at each case study of what would you do if you were the warden. And it's fascinating and challenging, and you can see it from all different sides. And at the end of the day, we saw that this is a very nuanced story. And Solitary is now really on the way out. And so we follow that story narratively because it's a really important narrative to tell about how Americans now see our prison system.
We're talking with Rainey Aronson-Rath, the executive producer of the award-winning PBS show Frontline, about the importance of investigative reporting in today's political and cultural climate. You've also, on Frontline, done a lot of conflict reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at ISIS and looking at different wars that we've been involved in. How do you plan out to be able to cover something that is, no pun intended, really a moving target?
Oh, that's a great question. So we, generally speaking, you won't see us on every news story. But when you talk about Syria or you look at Iraq or stories that we have a very deep bench in, we know how to go in there and tell a story very concisely about what's happening, but give you the deep backstory. So you'll never really see us in a place like Mosul without learning about, well, what does it mean? What is Mosul? Why does it matter so much? What strategically are they after? Mm-hmm. And what is the history here? So that's really what we deliver when we go into these war zones and we go into conflict zones, is we're trying to tell you something deeper or much more about why is this conflict happening and what does the future look like, as opposed to just really the run and gun on the ground. Although our filmmakers and our producers are incredibly brave, and so they're often in very dangerous situations in which they capture really poignant and very potent scenes. But the truth is they're after something deeper and more long form in that sense.
And how do you and your filmmakers and your producers ensure that, as passionate people who are learning a lot about these topics as they're covering them, that you present the audience with the chance to make their own decisions, to draw their own conclusions? How do you keep yourselves maybe at least a half step back from that, and here's what this should all lead to in your mind?
So we have like an ethos at Frontline that we hold really dear, which is always like reporting against your own assumptions. So what we do, it's almost a Socratic method. We really challenge each other in our editorial meetings. All day long, we're challenging each other to say, have you thought about it this way? Let's turn the rock over that way. Let's make sure we're challenging each other to make sure that we show a nuanced story. And usually there's more than two sides to a story, right? So in a Frontline, when you're watching it, you'll start to notice that we'll take you down a path, right? And you're thinking, oh, that's what I think. But then we'll take you down another path if you watch us often enough. That's our voice. Our voice is we want you to explore the territory, the story that we're telling you about. And then you get to decide what is it that you believe, but we're going to tell it to you straight. You know, we're not going to try to convince you of something or persuade you of something. We are not advocates. And I think that's the part that I'm just holding on to and will always be part of our DNA is tough questions, but not putting our thumb on a scale.
You have obviously a lot of influence in what Frontline covers. If you could make a pronouncement tomorrow and marshal a whole group of investigative journalists and say, this issue is what we all need to be working on for the next 5 years, what would it be?
Well, there would be a few. So there's not just one issue in my mind. I think obviously the Russia story is an important one. I think international in general, we don't do enough international accountability reporting. So the tough work of something like Iraq Uncovered with Ramina Navai, which really looks at the Shia militia, who funds them, what does this mean for Iraq, and what does it mean for America's involvement? That type of reporting is really needed, especially as a lot of the international bureaus have closed. I think the other really big thing is corporate accountability reporting. You don't see a lot of that. So what are our corporations up to and how do we make sure we hold them accountable? And the last thing, which I absolutely feel we need to focus on increasingly, is local investigative reporting. So what about the reporters at the state houses? What about the local level reporting that used to happen by many vital local newspapers? What happens when people in those newspapers have lost their jobs or the newspapers are closing? That's what I worry about more than anything is accountability at the local level. Because, of course, national reporters, we always say every story is local, right? Every single story happens in a place. So to know about the big stories that we tell, we need to be working with local reporters. So this is my latest concern is about our democracy and journalism at the local level.
Oh, Rainey, thanks so much for spending time with
us. Thank you so much.
Rainey Aronson-Rath is the executive producer of Frontline, PBS's flagship investigative journalism series. She sat down with us on a recent visit to Madison to discuss the future of investigative journalism.
Coming up, we'll talk to an aviation attorney about airline passenger rights. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.